Hey, I'm Carla.
I'm Amber, and welcome to
the Thinking Out Loud podcast. We're good friends who are as different as we are alike. But more than that, we're co-conspirators in creating this platform where we think deeply about the complexities of life and just try to make sense of it all.
Our goal is to take you along with us as we level up in every area of our lives.
What do we mean by level up? Simply put, it's maximizing our current situations in a way that feels like a power shift.
It starts with a great conversation, a shift in mindset, followed by intentional action.
We never know what life has in store, but it's nothing a real conversation can't help.
And when two friends don't hold back, things get pretty interesting. So come on and think out loud with us.
We'll make you laugh, we might make you cry, but we will always
make you think.
Well, hello.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Thinking Out Loud with Carla and Amber. We are your hosts. I'm Amber.
And I am Carla.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hey, girls. Hey. And hey, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Hey, girl. Hey. Hey, boy. Hey.
All right. We're back. And we're goofy because I'm tired, but here we are.
I came over here today immediately after work, working 12-hour shift, and we delivered a lot of babies on the mothership today, and my sister got me some wine, and my shoes are off, so.
Yes, sir. It's no telling what will be said.
Yeah, we have a plan.
We are totally just out there today. But we wanted to check in with you guys. We don't want to be away too long.
We don't. We want to check in every week. I feel like we've been pretty consistent. Our last guest was Keith Harrell.
Yeah, shout out to Keith.
Hey, Keith. He's very entertaining.
Who spreads some good knowledge for the brothers, for the men.
Yes, not talked just about brothers, emotions.
Yes, he was very forthcoming in his thoughts about the male, how they deal with their own emotions and what they've been taught from childhood that may not have been very productive for them as far as how they handle relationships. But anyway, I thought it was really insightful and I was glad to have him. It was good information.
I would love to have him back.
Yes, he will be back. I wanted to have a male here for this conversation, but I think we can carry this one ourselves. It's pretty interesting.
And y'all know us. We'll always do a part two if needed.
Absolutely. Today, we're going to talk about those of you who kind of keep your ear to the ground and know what is going on in pop culture. You may have heard that Van Jones, who is a commentator, political commentator for CNN, if you watch CNN, and I know there are people who like are CNN people, people who are MSNBC people, people who are Fox News people. So you kind of usually choose a syndicated news show. I don't watch any of those.
Yeah. You listen to whoever talks the most about what you want
to
hear.
Yeah. I listen to David Muir on ABC for that little 30-minute news thing that kind of goes around the world. And that is it for me because the news can just really kill your vibe.
It's depressing.
It can be really.
It just lets us know that we all leaving here sooner than later.
And then they tell you everybody left that day. It's just a mess.
Right.
But anyway, so Van Jones is very well-known political commentator on CNN. He is a very handsome black man. And he is most recently known because I believe it was 2016 election where he broke in. When did
that was 2020.
2020. I was just reading a story. They put the wrong date. And I was thinking it wasn't that long ago. But anyway, he broke into tears when Joe Biden was elected president. He said he felt that the world was safe again because Donald Trump was no longer president.
But I don't know. Looking at these gas prices, I'm just saying.
There you go. Blaming the president.
I'm not for blaming him for the prices. Gas prices.
It is so crazy to me how people blame the president for that.
I'm not.
Absolutely nothing to do with it.
I'm not blaming him. I'm looking at the reason that we have this high gas.
Which is why.
I'm thinking any day they could come for us.
Any day they could.
Ugh, makes me nervous.
Absolutely they could. That's the argument is how do we allow them to do this? Because then what are the limits? Where are they stopped? And then, you know, there are other dictator or I don't know what the political affiliation, and I don't want to say the wrong thing, but there are other countries that are led by authoritarians. And then you wonder if they see that, then will that not galvanize them to maybe do the same thing? So it's an ongoing threat. It's always there. And so it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
I don't know if interesting is the right word.
I mean,
bore me, please.
It is what it is. I think that we live in a time when there is always going to be conflict. And again, if you're a Christian and if you believe the Bible, it is prophesied that these times are as it's been spoken of in prophecy. And again, if you believe the Bible, if you don't, then whatever. But if you do, then you can see a lot of things that are happening in the world, and you can point them back to prophecy and what's already been foretold that will happen, which makes it even scarier.
Yeah.
Because what do you do when it's already been foretold that these things are going to happen? Then you see them happen, and then there's nothing that you can do. And then you look at prophecy that has not occurred yet.
The trumpets are next.
And so anyway, this is where we are. But anyway, back to Van Jones. So he is in the news because, and it's an interesting story, especially for me in my situation. And we'll talk about that.
It's interesting for me and mine as well.
I have been very transparent, more transparent than I intended to be about my own situations and my own feelings. I haven't divulged anything just really personal. However, most people know way more about me than they did before, because I'm just very private. I don't do a lot of social media.
How
I'm not out there in the streets.
How did you plan to do a podcast and be really private?
The true story.
Yep.
True
statement. That's why our co-host, so that's how I got here. Let's jump in on that real quick. She had asked our co-host Kamisha to be her co-host before me. And Kamisha was like, I'm not ready to put myself out there like that. And right. Then she was like, okay. And then some kind of way I came about. So thanks for that, Misha. But well, I don't know how sister planned not to.
Well, and I do believe when you control the mic, then you control what you say. You control very much the narrative and what's being said. And I have been tempered in what I say, and I will continue to be. So I haven't given anything out too personal that I would think back and say, oh, I wish I had. Yeah. Maybe there are one or two things.
I think that we have both learned that the empowerment is in our transparency.
Yes.
And as we've gone on and we actually have a relationship with, I don't want to say fans, with Talkaland.
Yeah.
We love y'all. Yeah. And we feel the love from y'all, and we want everybody to level up. So we know that includes
us
being vulnerable, but yeah. Vulnerability builds trust. So.
Yes. And the many, many people that have given us feedback and said, you know, I felt what you said, and now I understand that better.
Yeah.
And, that makes sense now. I didn't think about that. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was the only one. So we've had a lot of feedback. So we'll keep doing it. Anyway, I didn't intend to be as transparent. And I can only think of maybe one or two things that I think back and I'm like, well, I'm not sure I should have said that. But for the most part, everything I've said here, I feel comfortable with. And so there will be a little bit more. And I think this subject really kind of comes home for me. But it's interesting to see what you have to say. But anyway, so Van Jones is in the news because he announced that he recently had a child, and he is not romantically involved with the child's mother. But they made a decision to become conscious parents, meaning that they came together to create a child. But they are not romantically involved, don't have any intentions of being so.
Mm-hmm.
But they both wanted a child, and they were friends.
Yeah.
So it's a safe place. And they felt like it was a opportunity to come together and create a life and raise the child.
Consciously, because that's the parenting style that they've chosen. They are choosing to be conscious parents.
Yes. And he said that he hopes that this is something that other people will consider doing. It's an alternative. It's another way of having a family. And so that brings about a lot of conversation about, would you do that? What do you feel? How do you feel about it? What do you think about it? And so I'm gonna let you go first.
I think it's crazy because I actually have a friend who, she is 40, and I have another friend who is in his 50s, and we all have been friends for years, and neither of them have children. And I know that both of them have the desire to be parents. And I suggested to them one time, I was like, hey, why don't you two have a baby together? And they couldn't wrap their mind around. It was like, ew, gross. And I'm like, no, I'm not saying that you have to sleep together or be together.
Right.
But you guys know each other so well. You trust each other. And I think that y'all would be dope parents. Before, they shot me down like I was crazy. So.
And how long ago was this conversation?
Probably about 7 years ago.
Okay.
So it was something that I had actually suggested for them. Initially, I started out joking, but the more I thought about it, it made sense. Because you eliminate certain types of expectations. Because a lot of times, true, the breakdown comes down when you separate. So it's pain there, it's anger there, possibly resentment. Not always, but a lot of times. And you have to try to figure out how to live a new normal apart.
Yes.
So again, it creates conflict. It creates you dealing with emotions, and none of these things are involved if it's agreed upon or we have an understanding in the beginning. Hey, we ain't rocking like that. So I feel like it eliminates a lot of problems that couples go through when they break up and feelings are involved.
I agree. So since you suggested it, and obviously it's something you feel like you would do. Now, yes, you have children.
Had I known that my relationships, because I have more, my children have more than one father. If I had known that I wouldn't be with my children's father, yeah, this would have been a better alternative, I believe. And I say that because of the things that I mentioned before. The separation was, and it also for me, unfortunately, when me and my daughter's dad broke up, he went away. So it was one of those things when we were together, he was a good father. But when we broke up, he, you know, sometimes he would go years without seeing the girls. So if we go, it was no way for me to have predicted that. Well, that's not true, because I could have looked at his relationship with his other children. So that's a whole nother podcast. And we'll come to that where I would have to be really vulnerable about ignoring things and thinking you different and blah, blah, blah. But that would have been avoided. So it would have never been I would have never had to worry about, well, we're going to break up and he's going to leave with the breakup and the children will be fatherless. Now, again, anybody can change their mind. So even though we have an agreement, you can still decide once we get in this thing, hey, you know what? I know I signed up for this, but this isn't what I want to do. And you still end up, quote unquote, a single parent. But hopefully if you coming together with somebody like this, y'all are a certain type of people who are responsible in certain ways. And I feel like the chances are less likely of that happening. So I think you have a better chance because we're not a family anyway. We're not a family that is together, who is raising our children at all together. Like, we're not even raising our children together in separate homes, which is something that I think is very doable. So if I had known that the relationship, as I said, the relationships would fail, yes, I do feel like this would have been a better alternative. Because in those breakups came a lot of pain, like so much pain that it literally changed who I am as a person and the effects that it has had on my daughters. And if I could have avoided that by making a conscious decision to have children with my friend that I know is a good person, that we have a good relationship and we respect each other enough to do what we say we're going to do. Yeah, I would have done it.
Well, I think, you correct me if I'm wrong, I think what you're describing is a little bit different, because I think that people who come to this decision are either people who've not had children.
Van Jones has children.
Or someone who desires more children, but not in a monogamous or a long-term or a covenant relationship, if you will. So, and I say that because you're saying, well, had I known, but you still had children, even though the relationships broke down. And so to me, it seems a little bit different. Like, I don't know that they would have been having this conversation with each other if she already had children. So a little bit more, I kind of Googled her individually, and I think she's a professional woman. I can't remember what she does, but she has a LinkedIn account. And so she's a professional woman. She does not have children. I don't know how old she is. My guess is maybe late 30s or 40s. I don't know. I believe she is a white female. Looking at her picture, it's kind of hard to tell, but I think she's white. And again, you say, well, what does that matter? It kind of matters. It kind of matters because we've been talking about interracial relationships. Amber's eyes are big as silver dollars. I take it that you didn't know.
I had no idea.
She was. Anyway. So, yeah. And again, it feeds into the conversations that we've been having about men and black men and professional black men and how they seem to gravitate towards a certain kind of woman. But that's not what this show is about. We're not going to go there. And we've already been there. So we're not going to go back. But I can see you're kind of broke up over here.
I can't wait to have a conversation with you after this show.
And I think probably what you're feeling is because along with being a political commentator, he is also a social activist and very much pro-black, if you will. And pro-culture.
Mm-hmm.
And really pushing the culture forward. So yeah, I think that's probably what you're feeling. And yes, we will talk about it after. However, so I really had to ponder this question.
Yeah.
Because let's go back down to Christendom. If you grew up Christian and you know, you're taught a certain way, you still cling to the picture of a family. In the conventional setting, yes, of a family. And so it is very hard to let that go. It's very hard to let that go because you feel like it's just something that, you know, should happen. And it's simple and easy. Clearly, yeah. It's not.
I feel like it's natural.
It's natural. And it shouldn't be something you have to work really hard for, that God ordained it and it is to be so. And so there you have it. So from my perspective, it's a little bit different because I do not have children, and I'm going to be real transparent. It's probably going to be the most transparent I will ever be on this show, but I'm okay with it because I think it may help someone. I don't have many regrets in life. Like, I feel pretty good about who I am and what I have done in life. And I feel okay with it. I feel pretty good.
You should.
But my one regret is that I did not have children. And it wasn't because I didn't want children. It was because I was waiting for the traditional Christian family of a husband. And then I would have children. And, you know, I think that's how most people, whether you're Christian or not, that's how most people see a family.
Agreed. I agree.
For the most part. Now, in the 21st century, obviously, we know that families look very different. Sometimes it's same sex parents.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's transgender parent.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's children living with grandparent. I mean, family looks very, very different. And so I think we've kind of moved away from that tradition. But again, if that Christian point of view has been ingrown in you, then it's kind of hard to get away from it. Mm-hmm. And so that was my goal, I thought. And so I did not see my life without children. So fast forward, you get to a point, and obviously men can have children far longer than women, for obvious reasons. But after a while, time passes and you realize that, you know, which can't get back. We've talked about is time.
That's right.
And so if you asked me 7 years ago, when you were telling your friend, if you had been saying to me what you said to your friends 7 years ago, well, maybe 7 years ago, I probably would have listened, but maybe 10 years ago, if you had been saying to me 10 years ago, what you said to your friends, I probably would have balked at it too.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to hear that. That's not how it's supposed to go. You don't have to do all of that. Just, you know, whatever. Life and time teaches.
Life and time.
And so now when I saw this story, I was like, I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah.
I probably would do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to find a downside other than it doesn't meet the picture. But let's analyze. Sister is probably a certain age or getting to a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
She has not met Mr. Right.
Mm-hmm.
She probably still hopes to.
Yep.
But she definitely knows that she wants to have a child, and she know that that is time sensitive.
Yep.
Like, you can want Mr. Right till you 100.
That's right.
According to Brandy. Hey, Brandy.
Hey, Brandy.
But having children is time sensitive. So she identifies that she want to have children. She's having a conversation with one of her BFFs. He's tall. He's handsome.
Yep.
He's rich.
He loaded.
Super rich. So I don't know if y'all remember, but Jeff Bezos, and I meant to Google, like, what is their relationship? Are they like just really, really, really good friends, or mm-hmm. they're just kind of cool? But Jeff Bezos gave Van Jones and another gentleman, I can't think of his name, $100 million, no strings attached, just gave it to him. And that just happened recently.
Where is Jeff?
Damn. And I don't see much in the news about them just being extremely close, Jeff. But obviously, anyway, he gave him $100 million, no strings attached, to Van Jones and then this other gentleman. So he's super rich. He's handsome. He's professional. I don't know what his religious beliefs are. But my point is, she is a father for her child.
Yep.
The water is not muddy, as you said, about what this is. So you don't have to get upset when one is dating the other. You already know they're each going to be dating someone else.
Yep. Yep.
But this child is a central piece in their life, and they're best friends. So they share values. They know each other well.
They agreed on the type of parents that they want to be.
Yes. Yes. I'm sure they know each other's families.
It was a win-win for old girl.
I feel like it's a win-win for her.
And maybe for him. Clearly, he feels like it's one for him.
Now, obviously, we don't know how the child was conceived. My guess is that they did not have sex, because I feel like that would have created, maybe.
It just depends.
It could have. I don't know. And they don't talk about that. It's really not our business. And I don't know that it matters, other than having sex may muddy the waters a little bit. But there are other ways that you can have a child.
There are. I mean, turkey basters.
well, they have a little bit more sophistication. What are you, OBT, surgical tech? There are more sophisticated ways. However, they can get one put wherever they need it to be.
Yep.
Put it like that. So I don't see a problem with it.
I don't either. Do you have a best friend in mind that you would have a baby with?
Let me see. I know I have a lot of.
Or maybe not even necessarily friends. A best friend, but somebody you think, hey, I think we would be great co-parents together.
I can't think of anyone single right now that I've never been romantically involved with No, I can't think about it right now. Let me think on it. That's a good question. Do you know of anyone
that I would have a baby with?
Yeah. Like right now.
I do.
Really?
You do too.
I do?
You know who he is. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were saying that I have a person, the same person. I was like, really? Okay. Let me think hard about that. I cannot think of anyone right off of the top of my head, but I'm sure I could pull someone out of the hat.
No. We're not pulling them out the hat.
That I would want to share a child with. Maybe. That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to ponder that for a little bit. But yeah, I don't see.
I know somebody who
that.
I think would be a great dad, and we are both like with the whole raising kids consciously, as far as respecting them as people and giving them autonomy for their body, and just trying to guide them to be them to be their best selves. But I'm not having any more children, for the record. But I mean, if I had to pick somebody and we weren't romantically involved and I feel like we could raise an amazing kid, I got a guy in mind.
Interesting. Yeah. So I was watching The Real, which is a talk show, a daytime talk show. And Lonnie Love, if you guys know her, they were all talking. The ladies on the show were talking about this very subject, and she wasn't buying it. She wasn't for it. And she said it just gives men reasons not to commit if they can go around and consciously parent and have babies.
I don't want you to commit to me because of the baby. I want you to commit to me because you love me, and out of the love, you know, and wanting to have a family together, we create the baby. They don't commit anyway.
Right. She was pretty adamant about it. I didn't get it. Mm-mm. And again, I look at it from the perspective of the young lady who again wants to have a child, and it's time sensitive.
Yeah, and commit to the child. You don't have to commit to me. Commit to the agreement that we've made. I don't need you to commit to me romantically, but let's just raise an amazing person. Let's raise a great person together, actively, intentionally. Let's do that together. And again, that is another thing when you think about it. When you are romantically involved, emotions play a major part in what you're doing every day. And sometimes it may even affect the way that you raise your child together. But if we don't have any emotional attachment, I mean, we have emotional attachment because we've been friends and now we have this child together. But in regards of you breaking my heart, then it takes a lot. It takes out a lot of the complexities that come with being in a relationship and having children. I did, when me and Carla first had this conversation, I said, well, what does that do to family? So,
yeah, it changes it. It does, but I don't know that it changes it necessarily in a bad way, because like you said, there are so many broken, quote unquote, families, if you will, for reasons, because the relationship didn't work and the people just cannot coexist.
Yeah.
And it puts the children or the child in a place where there's conflict and there's chaos, and that can have a detrimental effect on them.
It's this thing called parallel parenting, and it's where it's not co-parenting, it's parallel. So when the child is with me, I do my thing and my partner doesn't question what we're doing, bedtime routines, what we eating, what we're watching, any of those things. And when they go with if my son was to go with his dad, then I wouldn't get to question, hey, what did y'all do? Because it's such a problem to co-parent. Like, we don't agree on anything. We can't get along. So to keep confusion down and to keep each other sane, you parallel parent. You don't question. I don't even know that that's necessarily healthy. So
yeah, it doesn't sound very
healthy.
Sounds confusing for the child.
Yeah. But if we have already establish these things and we're not in a romantic relationship, it seems to possibly create more consistency for the child.
I would agree, because I would assume, and when they came to a decision, okay, this is what we're going to do, I would think that they sat down and talked about every aspect of child rearing and how each one of them felt about it.
For I want instance, him to go to bed at 8. Me too.
Yeah. Education.
Yep.
Sports, if they're going to be involved, how they're going to be raised as far as religion.
Mm-hmm.
What will the visitation look like? Mm-hmm. You know, do we agree that they don't ever spend the night with anyone else?
And, yes.
You know, certain things like that. I would think if it's a conscious parenting situation, that you work all of that out
before,
and that can't help but be
better,
a much more healthy environment for a child to come into, versus I think sometimes when you are involved with the person or maybe even married to them, you assume that
that's
you agree on certain things until it comes down to it.
Yep.
And then you really don't agree.
And
but because you love that person,
yeah,
you don't you didn't realize that their way of discipline was completely different. You don't whoop your child or spank your child. The other person does, but you've never talked about it because you were so engaged with that person.
Or you looking at me crazy because I'm like, no, they can't go spend the night anywhere. And you like, why? And I'm like, no, absolutely not. They not sleeping anywhere but with their mom or dad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And especially if the parents aren't together. Then, you know, if you send your child with his father, might he drop him off somewhere? And I mean, I'm not trying to scare you or nothing, but I'm just saying,
they don't want to be looked for.
I'm just saying, you just don't know because you don't really have those discussions. But I think if it's a conscious parenting situation, you talk about all of that early on and you kind of lay down some guidelines of how this child's going to be raised. And it sounds very stable.
It does
to me.
Yep.
And then, you know, he slides some of that $100 million over there.
Yep.
And child is well taken care of in as far as materialistic type of things, education, things like that. That's taken care of. Mm-hmm. So you can take that off of the table. Now, I'm not saying you have to have $100 million or even be Van Jones to do this, but it almost solidifies the financial part because you also should talk about that.
Yeah. And I think only a certain people are going to consider these things, if I'm making sense. So
I think it's the same person who would do this would consider these things.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think any and everybody. So because somebody's listening to us and thinking they are just crazy. Mm-hmm. But I think the person who considers doing this is the person who sits down and considers all of these things. Because I would consider all of these things.
Mm-hmm. As you should.
If I'm about to birth a child with you and we aren't connected as far as a marriage.
Yeah. And, you know, life and time, as Carla always says, teaches us. And if I would have known, like I said, what I know now, I've always known that I wanted to be a mother. And if I could have done anything differently to create a life for them that would have more stability, more consistency, peace, structure, happiness, less stress, I would have.
Yeah, I think anybody would have.
I would have.
I think most of the time it's on the job training. You learn.
But I was in love.
Yeah.
Till I wasn't.
Yeah. And this takes love off the table. Well, a different kind of love. I'm sure there's love there, but it's a different kind of love. True. But it's not the kind that is going to be selfish in any way. Because sometimes I think you want that person, even though they're gone for some other reason. They chose someone else. Y'all just can't get along. Mm-hmm. But you still long for them. And so
factors into your parenting. You can say it doesn't, but it does.
No. It absolutely does. So it kind of brings down to a question, and Amber and I have always talked about this also. And again, this kind of points back to my situation, is that the thought of freezing your eggs. And I know Oprah has talked about it often and how she tells young girls that they should freeze their eggs.
She froze hers?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know. I think she made a conscious decision not to have children, but I don't know. But I don't know if she froze them. However, I think that that's also a discussion to be had for the same reason, because, again, 10, 15 years ago, it wasn't talked about. And especially in the Black community.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
I think our white sisters are already there or have already been there. And again, I think it takes a certain amount of money to freeze your eggs, because then they have to be, you basically have to pay for rent in a freezer somewhere for them to be maintained. But again, time and ladies, life teaches
you. And a lot of you may know this, but we are born with all of the eggs we will ever have in our lifetime.
Yes. Good explanation. Because someone asked me that, and it was a man. He didn't really know. And he didn't understand the whole phenomenon of why women can't have children late in life and what that was all about. So, yeah, talk about that.
your eggs get tired just like we do.
So you're born with your eggs. Females are born with all of the eggs that they will ever produce.
Mm-hmm.
And then every month, your cycle, an egg is released.
Yep.
And that's what creates your cycle. And so as you age, your eggs age. Yes.
And they become less because, as you said, you release them.
They become less. And then obviously they're not as healthy as, you know.
All aren't viable or all aren't able to create or sustain a life.
Yeah. And so if you go, if you think or forth thinking ahead of time and can conceive that possibly Mr. Wright may not come along. And that's where I missed the boat. I just thought he was going to come. And so freezing my eggs wasn't even a thought.
Yeah.
Or what I thought was even a necessary conversation to have. Now, I tell women, consider it. It may not be something that you would even do or even want to do or feel the need to do, but have the conversation in your head or with a friend. Talk about it, because we do live in a, especially, and again, this is not black and white, because we all have difficulty sometimes in conceiving for one reason or another. But I specifically say it to black women, because again, disproportionately, we are not, we don't have male partners, because, you know, the numbers just are different. And a lot of our men have been incarcerated or taken away disproportionately. A lot of our black men are with white women. It is just a fact. I mean, it is what it is.
I know. I don't know her, but we had a lady come in and she was 50 and she didn't have any children. And she decided, I don't know if she froze in her eggs or what, whatever she did, but she was artificially inseminated. She came back a couple of years later at 52 and had another baby.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So she had her first two children, were her first child at 50, her second was 52. And it was kind of like one of those things where, you know, she never met anyone to have a child with, assumed that she would. And then was like, OK, I got it. It's like it's now or never. And that's literally the thing for women. It's now or never. When you're there, you're there. And I kind of think that's unfair. I wish I could talk to God about that, because like, Men can be out here slanging them out at 70.
Yes.
And not that we would want to, but it just.
Now, their ability to produce sperm and all of that slows down as well. But it does not stop like women. They are able to produce sperm. Most, I think.
My papa had a baby at 70.
Yeah. But it's not as easy. They don't produce as much sperm. Sperm is not. Well, it only takes one.
He got about 15 kids.
It only takes one. So if you produce thousands at a time, then it only takes one.
True.
So it can happen for a man. I'm just saying they also slow down, have issues, don't produce as much, don't produce as healthy sperm as they did when they were in their 20s and 30s.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a fact that they continue to produce is the whole point. And we do not.
True.
And again, that's a good question. I have to ask God. I don't know. Women, sometimes we get a whole lot of.
We do.
Short end. And hate to say it, but as black women, we certainly do.
Yep. It's short, short.
So it's real short. But yeah, I tell women, at least consider it or think about it, because back when I was younger, and probably the best time to freeze your eggs are in your 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
And in your 20s and 30s, you're not thinking
and I'll
that
say
you're
your
going to be here. And I was on Instagram or one of them. And this lady had, and I'm going to show it to you after this show. She had done like an Instagram live, and she was a beautiful lady, and she was single and had not had a child. And she was talking about her journey, and she said her own parents, and this is forward thinking, her own parents suggested to her in her 30s, I think she was in her mid to late 30s, that she should freeze her eggs. And she said she actually got upset with them, was like, what do you think? I can't find a man, you know?
Uh-huh.
But anyway, she did. She froze her eggs, but it was at the recommendation of her parents. Yeah. And I was like, well, shoot, that is forward thinking. Now, I've never just been pressured by my mom. You need to have a kid. Why don't you? You know, she's never been that mother, but she's also not the one to suggest I freeze my eggs either. So I thought, wow, that's major.
It is.
And again, now I would think about it, but now it's too late. And I think it's just something that women have to think about, because you just don't know.
You don't.
What lies ahead as far as a solid relationship.
That's true.
And I mean, a lot of women are raising children alone anyway.
And doing it well.
You're raising children alone and doing it well.
Thank you.
So,
unfortunately, let's put that out there. It's not what I prefer to be doing.
No, and I don't think nobody would prefer to freeze their eggs and have a child alone. I don't know. I mean, yeah,
but you could freeze your eggs and have a child with your husband later on. It doesn't even necessarily always mean that it's going to be alone. So freezing your eggs is just a good option. It gives you options.
Yeah.
And options are always good.
Yeah. Which is what this is, as far as what Van Jones did with his friend. They made a decision. She hadn't found the one. I guess she hadn't. Didn't speak of a boyfriend or anything like that.
She probably will after this.
You think?
He gonna want some Van Jones money.
Well,
it's gonna be the residual effects of being Van Jones' baby mama.
I just wonder about that deal. Wow. I don't see where sister lost at all.
I don't either.
I just don't see
it. I don't either.
She's financially set. She's going to have her child. Ben Jones is a good looking man. He's a tall man. You know what I'm saying?
So, they're going to raise it consciously. That's a win. Yeah,
and raise it the way they feel best. Yeah. And I don't think you can. I don't know. I don't know if that's a bad. I can't find a reason. And I also can't find a good reason why you shouldn't freeze your eggs if you desire a child and you don't know what the future holds.
True.
Again, it takes a certain amount of money to be able to do that. And then again, it takes a lot of forethought to think, I'm going to do this as an insurance policy because I don't know what the future holds. You got to be pretty forward thinking.
How would you feel if you froze these eggs and never used them? But I guess if they're not fertilized, it's just an egg.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just an egg.
I wonder about people who they fertilize these eggs and then they have like three viable embryos, and then you have a baby and then like you implant it and it works. So what do you do with the other two? Because it's an embryo. Do you just leave it there forever? Do you go back and get them later?
I don't know. I wish I could answer that question.
What would you do?
I think it would probably be nice if maybe there was, and I'm sure there is something in a way that you could give that egg to a mother who.
But it'll be you and somebody, maybe your husband's child. You're going to give it to somebody else?
I mean, if I have children and there's a. I think it's equivalent almost to being a surrogate. Like you're carrying the child, but when you birth it, you give it to someone else. I get that biologically that's my child, but if I have children and I'm trying to help someone who can't have children, I would feel okay with it.
Okay.
Now, it's never going to happen with me. So it's far-fetching, but I would think that, I don't know. Or I guess you just destroy them.
Oh God, that sounds so horrible though.
Okay. Don't start like these people who are pro-life talking about, okay. It's an embryo.
It just sounds horrible.
I don't know what I would do, but I would not feel horrible about destroying some eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
And I'm not
saying you should. I'm just.
Yeah. And I'm not a proponent for abortion, and all the pro-life people don't do it.
I'm pro-choice.
I'm pro-life and I'm pro-choice. I can be and.
Yeah, I feel like you need to do what's best for you.
Whatever's best for you. I'm saying personally for me.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying, okay, I get what you're saying. I'm for me.
Yes.
That is how I feel. But I do believe that everybody should choose. Yes, I do agree with that. But I was just saying the pro-life people don't come and attack me, because please, I'm don't. Saying I can, I would not have a problem getting rid of some eggs that I couldn't use.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody else would have a problem with it. Would you have a problem? Oh, you just said you would.
No, I said, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it won't.
I said, it just sounds bad, but I don't know. Like if I have three viable embryos and I want one child, am I going to go back and get the other two knowing that that's
and these are really fertilized?
Yeah.
I don't know that people, do they do that?
Yes.
Okay. They do. I don't know. That's way over my infertility head.
And I just know because where I work.
Right. Yeah. Right. And
they do.
I work in trauma. I have no idea. And again, then, and I have not birthed a child, so I have no idea.
But she has mothered many.
Yes.
And auntied many.
Yes, not the same thing, but yes. Yes.
I agree.
But anyway, so it's a compelling conversation.
It is. Give us some feedback.
Yeah. And I don't know if we would sway some young woman out there, but I just think it's a conversation that you should have with the people around you, your family, your friends, your parents, apparently.
Yeah.
And just talk about it. Like Amber said, it gives you options, another way, because we have been, we are in a world where sometimes things don't work out the way we think yes. they should or will.
We planned. And yeah, I have something. I apologize that I've been coughing since we got on, but something's going on.
She's always in here coughing hacking. And hacking and making mm-hmm. me sick.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all heard it here. I think that we are at our loudest thought.
Okay.
You want to go?
Sure. My loudest thought about this is I didn't realize until I think my oldest son became a teenager and we were struggling with a lot of things. I was debating letting him live with his father, and me and my oldest son's father, he has an amazing father. I was blessed. I was having this conversation with somebody the other day. It wasn't one of those things that had to be because I was pregnant with my oldest son at 17. I just was really blessed that he had a great dad. And to this day, he and I are like best friends and all our children are together a lot. So, but we were having a really difficult time with him and I was crying and he came over to talk to me because he was telling me that I think he was thinking that I should let Kadavian come live with him. And I remember sitting on the couch crying. I didn't even know it was coming. And he walked in the house and he was like, "What are you crying for?" And I was like, "This is the hardest thing I have ever done in my life." And you don't understand. I didn't understand. I can't say everyone doesn't, but I didn't understand. But again, I was 17. I didn't understand the task at hand. But you are literally shaping a person. Everything you do, everything you say, everything. They watch what you eat. They pick up your habits, good, bad. They pick up your language, good, bad. They pick up your practice. You are literally molding a person. And you need to have conversations with your partner about things. It's certain things that I assumed that I later found out that we didn't agree on or that we didn't think alike on. And I'm not saying that only be with somebody that you think exactly 100% like when you're having children, but it is very important that you agree on the majority of the things.
Or at least you know what they think about it.
Yeah, and you need to decide if that's something that you want to, because if you pull in one way and they pull in the other way, it puts such a strain on the relationship. It puts such a strain on the child, and it just makes things harder. The greatest thing I tell people all the time, if God only put me on earth to be a mom, I would be totally okay with that. If I died and came back, I would absolutely come back as a woman if I had the option, just so I could raise children. It is the greatest, most enjoyable experience, but it has absolutely been the hardest, most taxing thing I've ever done. And when they grow up, my son is 22, my other daughter is 20. My godson is 22. And when they are adults and you see them making decisions that you don't agree with, you think, damn, what did I do wrong? Or is that because they saw me do this? Or is that because they heard me say that? Or if I had done this differently. So just be really mindful of what God is tasking you with and blessing you. He's trusting you. And just do right by your kids. Do right by your kids. They didn't ask to be here. And that's my loudest thought. If like I said, if I could go back and I could have chose a guy, since I'm not in a relationship with my children's dad, if I could have chosen a guy and we agreed upon things, and it would cause him to still be a part, because I know the biggest struggle, the biggest heartbreak that my daughters have had is not having a relationship with their biological father. And I wouldn't have done that to them had I known it was going to turn out the way it did. And I know that you don't know things, but again, the signs were there. He wasn't a good dad to his other kids. I guess I thought I was the exception. Bring my milkshake, bring out the boys to the yard or whatever. So that's my loudest thought.
Okay. My loudest thought, again, from a perspective of a woman who has not birthed a child, again, 10, 15 years ago, you asked me, my answer would have been very different, because I was somewhat pigeonholed into a thought of how I felt like life should be and would be for myself. I didn't see it going a different way. And then when it went a different way, time was not on my side. So I say kudos to Van Jones and to this young lady for making a conscious decision to do this, and especially for her, because I think every woman wants, you know, that fairy tale ending with their prince charming and, you know, and the children and the picket fence and the dog and the cat and how the picture is. Most women want that, but she saw that it may not play out that way, and she was proactive. And I wish that I had done that. And again, I don't regret a lot in my life. I do regret not having a child and just not putting it in the forefront or taking it as serious. But again, I thought it was so natural and it would just happen when it was supposed to happen. And so I wish that I had considered other options and not pigeonhole myself into one thought.
How would you have felt having children and you weren't married? Because you were...
Again, back then, I probably could not. And then, though I know a lot of single parents and they do fine, I know the difficulties of it. And probably 15 years ago, I would have thought about the difficulties probably and thought, I don't know if I can do that.
Or if you wanted to.
Yeah. Moving forward, I know very well I could have done it and done very well.
The advantage that they have in their situation, they're not single parents. They're consciously co-parenting.
Yes.
They're going to be a family.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a whole different situation too, because they came together and made a decision.
It's not muddy by the love.
But I even think about the lady who you said was 50 and she knew time was running out. And then so she, I guess she used sperm.
Ton of BFL rolled up in there.
Yeah, I guess she had sperm maybe from a sperm bank. You know, 15 years ago, I would have thought, am I capable of doing that?
Yeah.
Because you're bringing a child into a world and there is no father.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, obviously there's sperm.
Different. That's different.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agree.
There is no father for them to look up and find out where they're from and what they look like and who their family is, you know, so that has its own issues. But, you know, now if you ask me, I'll probably say, heck yeah, I could do it. I could do it well and we'll do it. You know, 15 years ago, I would have kind of said probably.
I would have been the fun auntie. That you wouldn't let them spend that in my house.
You're silly. So I say to young women, consider all options and see what works for you. And don't let anybody else tell you anything different. If you feel like you can do it and this is what you want to do, I say go for it. And again, I know there are some people listening out there who are looking at their whatever their their phone, whatever, however you're listening to this podcast and thinking, who is this woman? Those of you who know me. But
hey, girl, hey, time, I love the new KT.
Time brings about a change. And so
this time
is
in life.
This is who she is right now. And I stand on it. Anything I do say here, I stand on it. And yeah, I say go for it.
Go
freeze your eggs. Go find your best friend.
Go for it, guy.
Whatever.
Me too. These guys want to be dads too. And they be like these, you know, some of these women, they can't get a relationship as well. Find you.
Yeah, not now. And we're about out of time, but I think that is hard to find. The fact that, and Van Jones already had two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Probably if he didn't have $100 million stashed in his back pocket, I'm not sure he would have made this decision.
Yeah.
But he had a little extra cash. You know, he getting to a certain age. He has this, and the girl is beautiful. So obviously she could be in a relationship and probably could have a child conventional way, but right
as
now,
could he?
Absolutely.
I'm sure the girl's lining up.
Absolutely.
Hey, man.
But again, this takes out the whole, is she with me for this $100 million or is she really, you know, and if the business side is worked out on the front half, you don't have that to deal with.
Agreed.
So I'm sure that's what he was thinking about. But I do think it would be hard to find somebody like him who just want to have a child with somebody. You think, can you think of anybody?
I think in hindsight, probably all of these men who are paying these millions of dollars in child support.
But again,
I bet they'd have took this other setup. I bet they'd have took especially if they don't had to go through hell and high water with the go through a divorce or a separation or a custody battle or paying a lot of money, they probably would have chose the latter. He might be setting some up, starting some.
Well, and he himself is divorced, and he has children by his wife. I think he has two children.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been there and done that. I just don't see a lot of men saying, I just want to have a baby with someone.
We'll see.
We will see.
We'll see.
Interesting. And like you said, maybe he started something.
Yep.
He said he hopes that other people will consider this as an option. So
it makes sense.
It makes good sense. If there's anyone out there, well, listen to me, at a certain age, I was about to say anybody with $100 million, you want to talk.
Hey, it can be done.
It definitely could be done.
You in good shape.
I just don't think that. Oh,
you in good shape.
And people always say, Janet Jackson had a baby at a certain age. I'm like, Janet Jackson probably don't even see that baby.
Yes, but she does.
All these nannies and governesses, she probably visited that baby.
She got a lot of help.
Yeah.
Me and Miss Tim to be over here, but we're going to leave.
I hate that. I hate when people use that example. I'm like, a really poor example.
Yeah.
Super rich does not count.
Don't compare me to that.
Please don't. Somebody who has to go to work, you know.
True.
But anyway. This was a good conversation.
It was.
Again, transparency.
Yeah, I said a lot.
I said a lot. Oh my God,
ooh.
I said a lot. One regret in life, and I just put it out there. But most people know that. And it is what
it
is. It
must be nice to only have one. I have several.
Well, I mean, if I really thought about it, but that's all I can come up with right now. Y'all check us out on social media.
Thinking Out Loud with Carla and Amber on Facebook. Talk a podcast, IG, Twitter, and TikTok.
Yep. And go on and tell us what you think.
Yep.
Would you have your ex froze? What do you think about this this conscious parenting that Van Jones and his friend are engaging on? Her name is Noemi. He gave her name. I'm not sure she wanted that, but he gave her name. That's how I looked her up. So yeah. See, let us know how you feel about it. And would
you think she white?
I'm going to show you a picture and you be the judge. But,
okay.
And again, you say, well, why does it matter? It matters a little bit to Black women. It matters because that's part of our issue. But anyway, let us know what you would do, what you would have said 15 years ago. And has it changed? Would you say something different now versus 10, 15 years ago on either of those things, freezing your eggs or having a baby with the best friend? How you fall right there? So let us know.
Right.
Should be interesting. We may have to come back with the part
we
two.
Will. If somebody would come on and talk about it, let us know.
And I would love to hear a man talk about this.
Let's do a part two.
Let's do a part.
Let's get a guy.
We'll get a guy. All right.
We're going to get a guy with no kids.
Oh, good. Where are we going?
We should get a guy with no kids and a guy with kids.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Next time.
Peace.
Peace. Holla.